Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we're back. And, Joe, I just wanted to tell you on that 9,000 more Marines they're planning on right away, 9,000 more Marines, they're planning on purging them. These are the best. These are the guys that are smart enough. These are the guys that are smart enough to say, you know what, kick me out. I'm not going to take the poisonous poke. We'll see how many of those young Marines that are killed off by the Biden regime and by Mr. Austin and Mr. Miley, okay? We'll find out how many. Because a lot of those young Marines, because we're seeing these athletes are dropping like flies left and right. We played the clip the other day of those athletes dropping like flies, and you're not seeing any of that on the fake news media. And one more thing, Joe, listen to this. We have a film. It's 1 hour and 38 minutes long. It's about January 6th. Everything that they do not want you to know, everything that the Democratic Communist Party, the Antichrist Party, everything they don't want you to know about that, they're going to show you how this was a setup, how you had dirty cops, I mean really dirty cops in the Washington Police Department there, D.C. police cops, how they worked hand-in-hand with undercover FBI, and that this whole thing was against American patriots. It was an antichrist. This is an antichrist operation against American patriots. This is communist, pure communist aggression. You know, it used to be the FBI would fight communism. Today they've joined them. And I've got an article here I'm going to read in a minute by Ted Gunderson, who was an old friend of mine, a very good friend. And he headed up. He was the head of the FBI, Joe, in California, Texas, Arizona, New Mexico, Colorado, in that whole area there. And he was, in those days, there was integrity. In those days, you could lift your head up high, and if you were working for the FBI, you weren't ashamed. Today, that's not the case anymore, okay? They've gone bad. And so, but in those days, and like I said, and I had friends, a number of friends that were FBI, and I were proud to call them friends. Well, I can't say that much anymore. So,
well,
anyhow.
But before you go on, just what you said about the young Marines, I have an article that will give you a clue how bad it's going to be. America, I hate to do this, but here's your warning. The head of a $100 billion insurance company, that is Scott Davidson, CEO of One America, has said, yes, all causes have spiked 40% among people 18 to 64 compared to the pre-pandemic levels. That's unprecedented rate is four times higher than a once-in-a-200-year catastrophe. We are seeing, quote, we are seeing right now the highest death rates we have seen in the history of this business, the insurance business, not just at One America. And what he's talking about is it's not the elderly right now. Those were died off with the early COVID. But it's these working people, and he said basically they're employees of companies that we insure. That's why he has the data. They insure these people so they know. And he's saying what it is, it's a population who are likely to be highly jabbed because they are under employer mandates. Yes, that's what's going on. And he didn't have exact figures he put out, but he's got several pages of very scary stuff. And one of the things that they brought out, only 37% of all ICU beds are being used by COVID patients. 54% are being occupied by people with other illnesses or conditions, and the company is seeing a huge, quote, huge uptick in disability claims. It started out short-term claims, and now they're turning into long-term disability claims, and he's saying it's having a huge impact. It's going to cost well over, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars, and disability alone, this is our smallest part of our business. The results of all this are going to be much, much higher insurance premiums. He's looking at it from a businessman's point of view. But the future is the longer this has gone on, the more shots, the more people are getting sick, the more people are dying from other than COVID, from the shots and results of the shots, and are becoming disabled. So we don't have figures, but this guy is making it sound scary, going to be very bad for his business, one of the largest insurance companies in America.
Well, you know, we have one senator, Dr. Rand Paul, and he has come out, and he's told the absolute truth when he said, Fauci and Gates and these should be tried for genocide. And that's absolutely right. They should be tried, put on trial for genocide. That's exactly what they're responsible for, the deaths. It's going to be of millions of people. I'm going to play this. This is from Joe.
So if it's going to be used, it's better to focus on those groups who have risk of severe disease and death, rather than, as we see, some countries are using to give boosters to kill children, which is not right. So if it's going to be used, it's better to focus on those groups who have risk of severe disease and death, rather than, as we see, some countries are using to give boosters to kill children.
Okay, so you know who that is? That's Tedros Adhanom. He's the head of the Director General of the UN, Joe.
Yeah.
And or not the the UN of the World Health, yeah, the World Health Organization. And he's saying, look, if you know, some countries are using the vax to kill the children, but no, they should use it to kill the sick and the elderly.
Yeah, that's what it was intended to do, wipe out the sick. Those are using all the government funds on their health insurance and get rid of the infirm and the sick and get rid of that excess useless eaters in the population.
Well, you know, there are some good things happening. One is that here on January 23rd, at 11:30 a.m., there's going to be a watch. There's going to be a max, an anti-vax protest, an anti-vax protest. And actually, it's going to be taking place on that day worldwide. And it's going to be, again, it's going to be in Washington, D.C. on January 23rd at 11:30 a.m. at the Washington Monument, and it will conclude at the steps of the Lincoln Memorial about 1 mile away. Now, I was telling you before, I'm going to be showing that, Lord's willing, we're going to be showing you a video, Joe. It's an hour and 38 minutes, and it shows you how, this coming Sunday, what took place on January 6th, what really took place. And they show you in there, and they really take a good notice on why there was no media coverage, including Fox News. The only media coverage was there was the patriotic news media. And this was done on purpose. There was collusion amongst all the major, what they call the mainstream media, not to show this. And so here now. What was that?
Good question. I didn't do it.
No, I didn't do it either. Okay. Craig, do you have an You have that clip on what took place there? Oh, okay, no, you've got... Okay, well, yeah, well, don't play that just yet. That we'll get that in a few minutes. This is a clip on the Omicron. It went off. That we'll play, but I'm going to be showing that at 4:30 at Doers of the Word Baptist Church. Well, you know what? We may make it 4:15 because we got a lot to do this coming Sunday, Lord's willing. Folks, and we're going to be showing you what they do not want you to see. And I know they're going to try to stop the deliveries. We're trying to get access of a lot of these DVDs to get them, to send them out to people all over the country and have them invite friends over to watch so that you'll know the truth and how you're being lied to. Boy, are you being lied to by NBC, ABC, CBS, CNN, PMSNBC, and Fox News. They're not telling you the truth. They're just not. And so, anyhow, Lord's willing, if they don't try to kill me, which they might, you know, but we're going to be showing you this coming Sunday at Doers of the Word Baptist Church, 14781 Sperry Road, That's 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio. And the zip is 44065 if you're using your little machines to find us there. All righty, there you go. Do you want to hear that clip, Joe?
Yes, and then I've got a follow-up story from Dr. Mercola about the madness that's going on.
Okay, well, here's what this is about. They're showing you how they come out with the Fox News in the hospital where they talked about Omicron. They had their first death, and how all of the news media lied because the hospital never said what they said. So we'll start with that, and then they're going to show you a clip after from ABC, NBC, CBS, all of them lying. But go ahead, Craig, and let her loose.
The patient died from COVID, but we can say that he was Omicron positive at the time of his death.
So he died with COVID, but you can't say that he died from COVID.
Correct.
Texas confirmed the first death from Omicron here in the U.S.
Whoops.
The U.S. has now confirmed its first death from Omicron.
Death as COVID surges are surging.
Our first Omicron-related death.
The nation now with its first known death from Omicron.
First confirmed death from the Omicron variant.
The U.S. has also now confirmed its first known death from the Omicron variant.
It's the first known death from Omicron.
The first person confirmed to have died of Omicron in the U.S.
We've just confirmed the first death in the United States due to the Omicron variant.
Death now from the Omicron variant.
First death due to the Omicron variant.
Death from the Omicron variant in the U.S.
The U.S. suffered its first death from the new strain.
It is very possible there have been other deaths.
The first death from the Omicron variant.
The U.S. has reported its first death linked to the Omicron variant.
We're going to see certainly hospitalizations and deaths. The one thing that we are seeing is that, if anything, it does not appear to be more severe. It might, in fact, be less severe, but we're holding off on that till we see how it does in our own country.
So, I mean, you haven't seen the worst of Omicron.
You're absolutely correct.
Hospitals are now bracing for an ominous outbreak of Omicron.
Here's Omicron.
The country appears to be slipping into a COVID vice tonight. The aggressive Delta variant squeezing us from one side, the more contagious Omicron strain multiplying on the other.
Motherfucker, you!
Omicron spreading at breakneck speed.
It really feels like our holiday events may be hanging in the balance.
A man in Texas is the first known death in the United States due to the Omicron variant.
First known U.S. death.
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 Related to the Omicron variant. Dr. Anthony Fauci is talking about Omicron.
A virus that's capable of hospitalizing and killing people.
Houston is reporting the first known death from the Omicron variant.
You're going to see death due to this.
Of course, we're going to have deaths like what we see now.
Health officials in Texas have confirmed the first Omicron-related death. The first Omicron death as well, confirming the first death.
The first reported death now from Omicron in the country.
First recorded death in the U.S. from Omicron.
The first known Omicron death.
The Omicron variant of COVID-19 has arrived in full force. And so in response to all of this, today I'm raising the COVID-19 threat level from yellow to orange.
Omicron tearing across the country.
Health officials sounding the alarm.
We had our first Omicron death here in Houston.
Our first Omicron death.
We just had our first death.
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 The first known Omicron death.
Death.
Country recording its first Omicron death.
And Americans worry about Omicron.
The president's playbook to tackle Omicron comes as the U.S. just recorded the first death.
A nation in crisis prompts a presidential address to tackle the Omicron spike.
Omicron is serious, potentially deadly business for unvaccinated people. The unvaccinated have a significantly higher risk of ending up in a hospital or even dying.
Okay, but just to be clear, you have one fatality that's listed as Omicron. Is that still true?
Yeah, really important question. So certainly my heart go out to the family of this case, this fatality that we learned of yesterday in Texas, and we are still learning more about that case.
So he died with COVID, but you can't say that he died from COVID.
Correct.
The first known Omicron death in the U.S.
The country's first known Omicron death.
Death related to the Omicron variant.
The first known U.S. Omicron death.
Got Omicron and it led to this severity in which he died.
The first Omicron-related death in this country.
This new threat of Omicron.
This new surge is quickly spreading. A big alarm.
We do have, of course, the first Omicron death.
First known Omicron-related death.
The first Omicron-related death in the United States.
Died after contracting Omicron.
You are facing death in a very dire winter.
The first U.S. Omicron-related death
has now been confirmed.
I call on the purveyors of these lies and misinformation to stop it. Stop it now.
All right. Okay. Did you hear that? Okay, China Joe says he calls upon those liars. Let me tell you, that he is one of the chief of the liars. You know, Joe?
Amen. Yeah.
Donald Trump made a lot of promises, and he kept all of his promises. Joe Biden made a lot of promises, and he hasn't kept one of them.
Right.
Not one. And so, anyhow, here, now that's
can
the
I
echo
that
chamber.
Story? I've got something that just screams at being told right after all that you just played. Dr. Mercola is a physician, a psychiatrist, physician, surgeon, and he has an article that's on January 2nd from WND.com, Epidemic of Madness. He's scorching the relentless fear-mongering. You just heard it. He's a very popular doctor. He said, we are in the middle of an epidemic of madness that occurs when a large portion of society loses touch with reality, descends into delusions. He said it's due to relentless fear-mongering coupled with data suppression and intimidation tactics of all kinds. He's got a new 20-minute video out there called Mass Psychosis, how an entire population becomes mentally ill, and it was created by After School and Academy of Ideas, and this is a tactic to nurture mental illness, and he calls it a true public health crisis lies, not in the virus, but in the widespread fear morphed and evolved into a form of mass delusional psychosis. This man is a psychiatrist. He's also a medical, and there's another doctor, Dr. Mark McDonald, who's a medical legal expert and doctor, and they're calling this delusional, mass delusional psychosis. It is, children are bearing the worst burden to this. He goes on about we're killing the children. This delusion is leading us to slavery. It begins with a form of communism, fascism, which we've been talking about, Pastor Ernie. And he said, sadly, quote, many citizens are unwittingly aiding and abetting the global power grab that will end in our enslavement, fuel fear and hysteria, which leads to this mass delusional psychosis, group control, where the citizens support and press for the elimination of their own freedom. He said, we've got to restore insanity. We've got to speak and act in such a way as to demonstrate that you are not afraid to live life and return to normalcy. One of the nation's leading doctors saying that this has been done to you on purpose by your government, by your press, and you have been brainwashed by mass delusional psychosis. And it's happening in countries around the world. This is a revolution, a communist revolution for a one-world order government.
Well, Joe, you know, I don't know why you're not afraid. You've got about a 1 in 10,000 chance of dying from Omicron. And you've got about a 1 in 100, 1 in 100% chance of dying from the other one, okay?
Oh, from the, Delta.
The Delta, and so... there you go.
I'm not going home until the Lord calls me. I'm not going to go 1 minute sooner or 1 minute later than when the Lord calls me home. And when I go, I fail to see the downside of waking up in heaven with my Jesus. So what do I have to worry about?
Amen to that. Well, what do you think? Do you think we should open up? You know what? Tomorrow I got to tell the folks, first responders, the real first responders, tomorrow, all across the country, and from Doers of the Word Church, they will be out there on the streets tomorrow morning at about 8:30 at 12,000 Shaker Boulevard, Blood Alley, 12,000 yeah. Shaker Boulevard. Joe, at one time there was 5 bloody abortion mills. Now there's only one. We ran them out, but the one that's left is the biggest abortion mill in Ohio. Okay, it's a horrible whorehouse of death and murder. And so, but tomorrow, People from Doers of the Word Baptist Church will be out there early in the morning doing everything they can, missionaries to the unborn, trying to save babies. They'll be preaching the gospel in season and out witnessing and trying to talk to these women and not to murdering their babies. So they could use some help. They could use some help. They need some people who can dress warm, and come out at 12,000 Shaker Boulevard. 12,000 Shaker Boulevard. It's right at the corner of between East 116th and 122nd Street. It's real actually on the corner of 122nd Street. It's in the eastbound lane, 12,000 Shaker Boulevard. Missionaries to the unborn, real doers of the word could use your help. Are you a doer of the word out there? Are you? If you are, and you live there in the northeast Ohio, the Cleveland area, come and help them. All right, Joe, why don't we open up the phone lines?
And I want to add one thing to what you just said. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is going to be paying journalists to pen pro-abortion articles all across the European media in an attempt to spread their pro-abortion propaganda. This is a media-funded initiative by the European Journalist Center, money from the Gates, and they have a big, big budget. And he's going to spend a lot of money to get the journalists all over Europe to promote the killing and murder of God's children in the womb. Thank you, Mr. Bill Gates, for being a mass murderer.
Let's pray in a precatory prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord God, we just want to right now, Lord, we would ask, Lord, this is a wicked man, a very bloody and a very wicked man. And he, Lord, he believes that he's mightier than you. He believes, Lord God, that he doesn't have to answer to you. He's got billions. Why should he believe what you say? Father God, what we're asking you to do, Lord, is either brain this wicked, evil, ungodly, unclean beast to repentance, Lord, or remove him before he can kill any more innocent children. Lord, that's what we're asking you to do. We're simply asking you to do like Phinehas when he saved the people, spared them from the plague by killing those that were violating, that were transgressing your laws, Lord. And we're asking you, this is what this wicked man Gates is doing. And he thinks he doesn't have to worry about praying against him. Lord, him and Zuckerberg and the others, they've got billions. And they believe, Lord, that their billions is a good defense against you. But Father God, we would ask, Lord, that you would either bring this wicked man to repentance or remove him. This we ask in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody's asking you to talk about Dr. Marcola about being a psychologist, talking about psychosis. You just read it. I don't want to go through the whole thing again, but Joe, go ahead and repeat what you said about with Dr. Marcola.
Very simply, he said he and Dr. Mark McDonald went on record saying that this is a true public health crisis. It lies in the widespread fear, which morphed and evolved into a form of mass delusional psychosis. Mass delusional psychosis, and it's because of the relentless fear-mongering coupled with data suppression and intimidation tactics by your government and by your media.
There you go. It's not my media, and it's not my government there.
Your country's media is what he's saying, yeah, your media. I'm reading his article, yeah. The U.S. media, not us.
The U.S. fake media.
Fake media, yeah.
And so, all right, the phone lines are now open at 888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673 nationwide. They are now open, so if you have a question or a comment, and before we take the first call, I wanted to talk about this. Well, you know, I think I'm going to save this one for tomorrow. This is about Ted Gunderson. It's a little lengthy, and Ted is he was a good friend of mine, and well, I'm going to tell you, he has a lot to say. The FBI declassifies files the classified files on the CIA's involvement in satanic ritual abuse and child sex trafficking.
Oh.
And he used to tell me, when he stayed up here with me, he was a very good friend, how that what they were going, the biggest problems they had were rogue agents within the CIA and the FBI. And they even had, they killed him. They murdered Ted, okay? And they even had, he knew that they had a contract out for him. But while we're talking about that, what we said about Lloyd Austin, after drumming out unvaxxed service members, fully vaccinated and boosted Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin tests positive for COVID. That's right, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, who says he's fully vaccinated and boosted, announced Sunday that he tested positive for COVID and is experiencing symptoms. Austin said that last contact with Joe Biden was December 21st, when he tested negative before the meeting and well before the onset of the symptoms. The month of defense... Department started discharging several hundred service members for refusing. These are men that are much smarter and men that have much higher integrity than you, Lloyd Austin. These men are your betters. These men are people that understand that they took an oath to the Constitution and they obeyed that Constitution. They understand, number one, the Bible. God's Word, the Bible, is very, very clear. You are not to take this poison into your system. Poison made with the cells from babies that were murdered by abortion.
Yep.
Okay. So, Lloyd Austin, these men are your betters, Lloyd. You're a wicked man, Lloyd Austin. You are a wicked man, and you need to repent of that. And so here, again, you know, just unbelievable where we've come to. You're doing a great job for the Chinese Communist Army, Lloyd Austin. There you go. All right. Who do we have? Gee. Let's go with Kathy. Kathy, you're in the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I wanted to see your thoughts or mention something that I have a concern about. Being that Trump was the one that, you know, got the vaccines at warp speed, what my concern is, we know what's going on with the vaccines, and I'm wondering if when all the reality of what's happening with the people that are, you know, sick, and all the lives that are going to be lost, I'm thinking they're going to turn that around and use that against Trump. They're going to blame him for, in other words, getting the vaccine at warp speed.
Well, so of course they are. Of course they are.
That worries me.
Yeah, well, of course they are. And there's some justification for that, because here, what happened was, well, Trump was surrounded and was getting very bad advice from people
exactly.
He trusted, people he trusted, like Mr. Jeffries, and I'm talking about pastors too, but those in the medical field, people that he trusted, and so he got bad advice, but he did know this. He knew that as long as they were experimental, then the government could not legally force you to take them. As long as they're experimental,
right.
He knew about the Nuremberg Code. He knew about the agreement the United States had signed with that. So, and he knew, he was being forced that they were going to come out with this stuff. And remember, we played that clip 10 days before he even took office, how Fauci was laughing and talking to the deep state saying, We're gonna have a very surprise pandemic for Trump, for Mr. Trump. So
exactly, yes.
So yeah, well, they're gonna, and this is what we're gonna come out, and we're gonna come out against the wicked liberal lying media. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
And so,
because I believe also, when I think about it, when Trump put in the right to try with the medicines.
He tried pushing hydroxychloroquine. He tried pushing that to begin with, and
I believe that all falls into the right to try. In other words, if you're ill, you're dying, and you discuss it with the doctor and you want to take, something, that's why he put that in there, because that all plays into what's happening right now.
Yeah.
If you want to, seek medicine for a flu, the flu that you have, or the COVID or whatever, you have the right to try to do that, absolutely do that. But people are so evil. I think this is how they're going to, this is in their playbook. Once these people start dying, once we're seeing all the surfacing of what's happening, they're going to take all of this and turn it right around onto him. That's what I believe.
Well, what you believe is right. You're absolutely right, Kath. You're a pretty smart lady. Where are you calling from? Are you calling from Florida? Oh, you didn't hang her up, did you? Well, yeah, don't hang them up until I say, well, thanks for calling, Kathy. And who do we have next? Okay. Don't hang them up until I say thanks, Judy, or whatever. Hey, Judy, Hi. You're in the air.
Yes. Hi, Pastor.
Hello.
I just wanted to make a comment about, this is really bothering me, and I'm kind of nervous, so bear with me, but it really bothers me when I see fellow Christians that are succumbing to this fear. I have friends who name the name of Christ, follow Christ as their Lord and Savior, and they are so terrified of this COVID thing. And it upsets me because who is in control of your life? God knows when. I say to you, brothers and sisters out there, God knows what moment you were going to be born, and he knows what second you're going to die.
Yeah, but Judy, look.
We should have no fear. We should have no fear of anything of man.
Judy. God only says 366 times, fear not.
Fear
okay,
not.
Okay, so.
Exactly.
So how could you blame them? Okay, remember, Judy, what does the Bible say? The righteous are as bold as a lion. Okay, so Judy, not everyone who says they're a Christian are a Christian. That makes a difference. Jesus said, many are called, but few are chosen. Many will come, but few will enter. And that day you're going to find out. The righteous are as bold as lions. Okay, you'll find that out. So, you have a whole lot of people. This is why in this ministry, in this preacher here, we always preach continuously, make your salvation sure, because there's a whole lot of people out there that have a profession of faith, but not a possession of salvation.
Yes. So. Oh, I know that. But it's very easy to, you need to pray against this spirit of fear, that because it's just like, Satan has gone crazy in this country. I mean, this is the best way to get people under control. Get them scared enough, and they will fall under your control.
That's what we've been talking about all these years.
Right.
They use widespread fear to form mass delusional psychosis. They use the tactic of fear. It's a very old tactic. And the Christians out there have to realize the government is lying to them, using fear to get them to be good little obedient servants of government, not God.
Excuse me.
Well, when I go out and I see all these masquerades, these people walking around outside wearing masks, I wish I could put a dunce cap on them. I really would like to put a dunce cap on them, okay, and just then make them feel more secure, I guess. I don't know. Unbelievable, but you're right. It's fear, and that's what they're using, and that's what we've been trying to tell people.
That's right. But we as Christians, we do not have to fall under this fear. My goodness, if the Lord is in control of our lives, we have nothing to fear.
All right, very good. Where are you calling from?
Cleveland Heights.
Oh. Way out in Cleveland, huh? All right.
Yeah. Thank you,
County.
Pastor.
All right. God bless. Thanks, Judy.
God bless
right.
you.
You too. All right. Who do we have next? Amy, you're in the air.
Yes, Pastor Ernie. I've got to get you off the speakerphone. All I wanted to do was ask, where can I find the article that Pastor Joe was reading by Drs. McCullough and MacDonald? Where is that printed so I can read it for myself?
Go ahead and tell her, Joe. I've got it here myself, but I'm not sure
where. I cannot hear if both of you are talking.
Yeah. WND.com. WND.com. And it's titled Epidemic of Madness.
Of Madness. It's WM as in Mary.
N, Nancy.
N as in Nancy.
WND, World News Daily.
World.
And that's what
Wait,
the acronym
is. Now you lost
WND.
Me completely. Did you say, let me repeat it, WM as in Mary?
Or no,
N. As in Nancy.
N, Judy.
Nancy. We're talking
Nancy,
about
right.
Nancy, right? Okay,
right.
And what's the letter after that?
It's
D, Delta.
D as in doctor.
Right. It's World News Daily. World,
okay, World
News
Daily. Good
Daily. If you go up on the internet and tell Joe I sent you.
World News Daily. Okay. Thank
right.
you so much.
And it was published 2 January.
Okay, January. Very good. Thank you.
Thank you, and have a great day. God bless. All right, who did we? Okay, let's go out to Jack in San Diego. Jack, you're in the air.
So I noticed that the governors are taking the opportunity of this latest fear over Omicron to preposition National Guard, and to some extent the federal government is prepositioning the military into certain cities. I expect this to increase. We're not even close to the height of this latest fear-mongering. But there's two people that know what's going to happen in the future, and that's Fauci and Collins. This is a weapon, a biological weapon, that they paid for. They designed. This weapon is doing what it's designed to do, and they know what's coming next. And this is what waterboarding was designed to do, is in extreme national emergencies to use waterboarding to find out what the enemy knows and what's coming. And I think there's other variants coming, and I believe that some of them will have a higher kill rate. We don't know what the end game is. We don't know how this story ends, but Fauci and Collins, they know.
Well, if we can get Trump back into office, Fauci will be going to prison. And if I were king, the entire Democratic Congress would be followed with him. Do you know who a woman named Christine Grady is?
No, tell me about her.
She is the head of the NIH Bioethics. They're the company that approves drugs for the FDA. Again, Christine Grady is the head of the NIH Bioethics, and they're the company that approves the drugs for the FDA. Do you know who her husband is?
No.
His name is Anthony Fauci.
Oh, really?
What does that tell you?
This is a much larger conspiracy than we know.
We've been trying to tell people this for the last since 2019.
Yeah.
Yeah. And actually, even before that.
To answer your question on the DailyMail.com today, French scientists detect another variant linked to travel to Cameroon and say it carries 46 mutations, that it may make it more vaccine resistant and infectious, but it is so far not outcompeting Omicron. Headlines from one of the biggest papers in the world today.
Well, I think one thing that we shouldn't forget is that China only had one level 4 virology lab, which was in Wuhan.
No, they had two there.
Why did she and Collins decide to use that lab instead of the 11 level 4 virology labs that are located inside the United States.
Because we had a law that wouldn't allow that kind of research to take place.
Yes, they were doing something nefarious, and they thought it would escape detection, but they've been found out. But I'll just end it with this, that Fauci and Collins, they designed this weapon, and they know what's coming, and we need to know what they know at any cost.
Well, you know what? Our military needs to do their job. Our military needs to stand up, okay, and do their job, follow the military code, because those that are right there, those that are in charge, are committing high treason as far as I'm concerned.
I agree. Well, thanks for a great show, and I'll keep listening.
Thank you. God bless. All righty. Let's go. We have our co-host tonight, Mr. Clifford. Cliff, you're in the air.
A scriptural question, but just on the psychology, I did download on audible.com where they read you 1984. I would actually highly recommend it because the guy that does it reads the book. It almost sounds like what the author might have sounded like. You know, he does a great job, English accent. But one of the things that they couple how the so-called government in a book, it fear and hatred were the two things that they use for the overall, Big Brother stuff. And what Joe was saying about the psychology, it's interesting that I see two things. I see the carrot and the stick. I see the stick, like, firing people. The meteor is part of the stick, you know, saying, oh, you're going to die, death, death, death. So that's the stick. And then the carrot is where they're paying people as much as $2,000 to take this through employers. And but they're not going to be around to pay their medical bills and their death benefits when they die from this. But my question on the Revelation chapter 22, it says, he who adds to this, let them be plagued. But that's really talking, that's like an imprecatory prayer to me that applies to an individual. What do you think of that? Like, add this.
Well, it is an imprecatory prayer. It is. And it's the Lord himself, okay, and that is saying this. For he says, for I testify unto every man that heareth the words of the prophecy of this book, if any man shall add unto these things, God shall add unto him the plagues that are written in this book. And if any man shall take away from the words of this book of prophecy, God shall take away his part out of the book of life and out of the holy city and from the things which are written in this book. Well, all of those that have the New Age perversions of the Bible have taken away. They've removed, you know, literally 64,000 words from the King James Bible.
Yeah. So in crafting an imprecatory prayer, would you say add something to or subtract something? Would you preface an imprecatory prayer like that?
No, it's not adding to or taking. Oh, you mean?
Prayer-wise, you know, add to so-and-so,
Oh, no, this would not, no, this is not adding to the Word of God, okay? This is not adding to the Word of God. That's a prayer. Okay, in other words, what we pray tonight is not going to be in the 66 books of the Bible.
Right.
Okay. Now, imprecatory prayers are in the 60s. A lot of imprecatory prayers in there, but
right.
we're not adding to it. We're not putting our prayers into the Word of God. The Word of God is complete. And that's what he's talking about when he says, when that is perfect comes, that in part will be done away with. Well, referring to two things. One, when you have the New Testament, when it came, basically what the New Testament is was a commentary on the Old Testament. But under the Old Testament, you had the letter of the law, and with the New Testament, you have the spirit of the law, okay? So what he's referring to is like today, us as a Christian nation, we're not under the letter of the law. We don't have to hold to, you know, all of the dietary laws and all of the laws under the Old Testament there, the sacrificial laws, so on and so forth, okay? We're under the spirit of the law. So that's the difference. It's what he said. But the Word of God, the 66 books, the completion is that which is perfect has come.
Yeah, another thing I thought was interesting from Philippians, it says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. But right before that, Paul says, speaking of his absence, and to me that's saying I'm not around, you know, from Paul's point of view, to hold your hand constantly. So in a sense, that's saying people should be able to stand on their own two feet in a spiritual sense. And then you go to where it says, in everything with prayer and thanksgiving, make your requests be known to God. Right before that, it says the Lord is near. Now, I think Paul is saying, I'm not near, but God is near, you know, go directly to God. What do you think of that?
Well, what he's talking about, first of all, you know, that is one of those passages that they take when they say, that means, you know, you don't know if you're saved. You have to do works. You have to have a lot of good works, to earn salvation. Well, that's not what he's saying. He's telling you to work out your salvation. You already have your salvation, and he's telling you to work it out, okay? And actually, you work it out with fear and trembling, and you do that not because you fear of what God might do some evil to you, but that you might not, that you might not live up to what God expects, God's expectations. You see, he has expectations of us, and we have obligations to him. Okay? So that's what he's referring to there. What was the second part of that question?
Okay. Well, part of that would be like maybe people, where it says the Lord is near, again, to work. That's
Lord is near because we have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. Remember what Jesus said? That what the Holy Spirit directs us, it'll be directing us by what Christ is told, by on Christ's orders. In other words, he'll be doing what I tell him to do, okay? So that's, in that sense, Christ is near to us.
But that's interesting about working out your own salvation and what you were just saying, in the sense that some people say, oh, I'm saved, and they leave it there and don't see any further part to that. It's almost like I'll just ride it out and, you know, I'll do what I was doing and not really cultivate that relationship or see what's, like you said, what you're obliged to do, really.
Right.
They haven't truly repented then, because you can't become a born-again believer and have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit unless you've truly repented and turned from your sin. So if you've just said the word and decided I'm going to just keep living the way I've been, you're not saved. You're not going to be saved.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right.
Right.
In fact, that takes me to where we're at right now. How do you know if you're saved? Well, if you say that sinner's prayer and you ask the Lord to be your Lord of your life, there will be a change in you. You see,
yes.
If you mean that, because you know God's word, the Bible tells you, you will be a new creature. You will become a new creature. So how do you know if you're saved? Well, first of all, you know the Word of God tells you pretty quick, pretty clearly, you know what you must do. You must first of all realize and acknowledge the fact that you're a sinner and a sinner needs a Savior. It doesn't matter what the world believes, and it doesn't matter what you believe, okay? It's what God's Word, the Bible, says that'll happen. And that's the way it's always been. What God says will happen, will happen. And God says, okay, that you're a sinner, and a sinner needs a Savior, and Christ died a substitutionary death. He did for you what you can never do for yourself. He did for you what you can never do for yourself, what any of us could do. He took our place. He answered the call, The Father demanded a purely sinless sacrifice. Christ was the only one that fit the bill. Nobody else ever born could fit that bill. Only Christ could do that. If he had decided not to, we'd all been in a world of hurt, but he did. So he took our place. He took our stripes. You say, well, why would the Father do that? Because God is holy, and God's ways are much higher than our ways. And so here he did that. He fulfilled that. It was a perfect sacrifice. And now here's what he says, what you have to do. Now, you're going to die. That's a reality. And you're going to end up in heaven or hell. It doesn't matter what you believe. You know, it doesn't matter. It's what God says. And this is what we need to try to really get across to people. This is very serious. And so here, what you have to do is, one, acknowledge the fact that Christ died in your place. Two, you need to pray to the Father and repent of your sins. Ask for forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness of your sins. The Lord Jesus said, pray to the Father in his name. Once you've done that, okay, if you mean it, if you are truly sorrowful for the fact that Christ suffered for your sins, then what you do is you ask the Lord Jesus to be the Lord of your life. Now, I'm telling you, all of your life. You know, he's got to have first place. Jesus said that unless you love him more than mother, father, sister, brother, he's got to be first place. You ask him to be the Lord of your life, all of your life, and be willing to do that. He will become the Lord of your life, and then you will be indwelt with the Holy Spirit. And when that happens, you will become a new creature. Not maybe. You've got God's word on it, God who cannot lie.
Right.
And then there will be a change in you. And that some change is more dramatic than in others. And if you have not done that, you really need to do it. Because you see, when the preacher gives an invitation, he's just a messenger, right, Joe?
Right.
And the messenger comes, the message is from God on high. And so when Joe and I give these invitations, we're just a messenger. But now, a lot of people tonight, all across this world, millions of people will not be here tomorrow morning. They won't. They're going to die. The vast majority of them have no intention of dying. But you see, it's not their call. God decides that time. And like he told the rich man, tonight, you fool, your soul will be required of you. You don't want to be one of those. You don't want to be one of those, okay, that die tonight. You don't want to run out of tomorrows. You don't want to die in your sin. It don't get any worse than to die in your sin. We're out of time for tonight. So, Joe, at this time every night, we say good night.
Good night.
God bless. Always, always do it, Joe.
Keep
fighting
the fight.
The fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.